Peter Snowden has regularly had success at the Hawkesbury standalone from the days with Dahlia and now is with his son Paul Snowden. They were at it again yesterday with two feature wins from Military Zone in the Guineas and Creator in the Clarendon Stakes. Pete's on the line. Pete, good morning, and it's been a fantastic meeting for you, the Hawkesbury standalone, hasn't it? I think it's your 13th feature race winner at the meeting.
Morning, Ray. Jimmy, yeah, it has been good to us, Ray. Yesterday was a great, good result for a lot of young horses coming up, and a lot of new owners too. That certainly had a great day and experience yesterday.
It's not an accident though, is it, Pete? You actually put a lot of focus into this, yeah. and given your history, we understand why.
Yeah, no, it's a meeting. It's always been close to us. We went there for quite a while whilst we were at Darley,
yep.
And the horses were sort of picked out to sort of. And also, it's a good springboard for Scone and also Brisbane through their carnival. So it's for us, timing's everything, and it's worked well for those horses yesterday.
On that theme, Peter, I was interested in your comments yesterday about Military Zone. He won the Gosford Guineas so impressively back in January, but you deliberately put him aside, missed the Sydney Autumn because you were talking about that timing of potentially the Scone Guineas and obviously Brisbane as well.
Yeah, well, just, the Sydney Carnival is just going to be. Have to stretch him a bit too long to get there, and by the time he got to those major races in our carnival, he would have been a tight horse, so bit the bullet, and he's still a light, unfurnished horse yet, so there's still plenty of time with the horse before he's fully mature, and the worst thing to do is just give him too much too early, so it's a pretty easy thing to do that, and good owners, and they were very understanding of what we're trying to do, and try and paint a picture, hopefully it was going to work out for later, and it so far, he's come back in great order. His first up run was great at Gosford and ran and beat some handy horse yesterday and ran very, very good time. So every time he steps out, he does something that seemed to be a bit special, and hopefully this horse maybe later on.
Roman, Creator. Did well to wear down Erno, was the pronunciation.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a big horse too, and obviously blinkers with
lovely
a key
colt.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big horse. He's a very well-bred horse. He's a lovely type. Got a fantastic attitude. He's very laid-back. And you're right, he's going to get a lot further. I think probably 1,600 probably is going to be his right trip. Blinkers made him a bit sharp. I probably didn't really need to put them on him, but I did say Saturday morning that it's coming. The carnival we're going to Brisbane is getting very close, and you need to be showing you something that you're worthy of going up there. So the blinkers came focused up, and he jumped better. He raced better. A little bit unfortunate. James had a plan to go forward thinking there was going to be good speed there, and he had the intent to go forward, and he changed his mind mid-race, so which put him on the back foot a bit, but he sustained a long run. When you watch the replay, he took off about nearly the 700-metre mark and made a long, sustained run around them and was good late and beat a handy horse in doing so. So he did a good job.
Mm. How about James' quote after the race, Pete? He felt your hands around his neck when he did get flushed out. But that's what the good jockeys do, don't they? They do back themselves in certain situations.
Well, I haven't lost my touch then. They normally say that when I start to squeeze my fist.
Hey, Pete, will both these horses go to Scone? Is there a race for Creator at Scone, or is he a horse who you send straight to Brisbane?
Yeah, I think the size in Brisbane is the race I'm looking for him. I think 7 furlongs up there will really suit him. And just gives me a few weeks between runs, which is probably suits the horse too. He's still a little bit immature, a little bit weak behind the saddle. Mm-hmm. So we just space him sparingly and race him sparingly. We're going to have a lovely horse in the spring. But he's definitely a horse to follow. He's definitely got good quality about him.
We just heard the race replay for Red Zell. Mm-hmm. What did you make of Red Zell's run yesterday?
Oh, disappointing for sure. Just everything about that race. Just you would have thought he was just had a class on them, and it clearly shows that something's not quite right with him. So, look, he won't be going on to 10,000. He'll be coming home this morning. Going to go all over the horse top to bottom and see if he can't find something. Paul did alert to a hamstring problem yesterday after the race. He's quite stiff and sore on one side, so we'll investigate that. This morning seems okay. Bit of a sort of palpate. There could be something brewing there, but we'll go all over the horse top to bottom, but he won't run again his preparation. He'll definitely go out, but we'll go over him the fine tooth comb just to see what is wrong with him.
Peter, I know this probably sounds ridiculous, but in a sense that might give you some solace, I suppose, that there might be an issue with Red Zell, because it did look like a race he could win pretty easily yesterday. So if he's come out with a hopefully just a minor issue, at least it gives a valid excuse for his loss.
Oh, that's absolutely right. There's nothing worse than getting a horse that runs below par and can't find nothing wrong with him. That's always a makes trainers go bald. But hopefully, it's not hopefully, but if there is a problem, that's great because we can always fix them.
Yep.
And we're hoping we can always get him back for a later time maybe, but definitely that's the end of the preparation this time in.
Pete, Matt King sent the email out.
You know it's coming,
course,
Pete,
during the course of the week. Saw Steve Newton, part owner.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, very excited. In fact, Joel Kane on Wednesday as well. Talk of the town down there in the Shire about the return of King's Trust.
Hey, Pete, there's no pressure here. Seriously, mate.
Can you give us a little update, please?
Oh, mate, he's flying.
Jimmy's just leapt in the air here, Pete.
You know, it's hard managing expectations at the best of times, but I tell you
hard
what,
managing you, I reckon.
You're going to have a job on your hands this time around. Gee, we're bullish about the preparation coming up.
He's come back in good order. He's had a good rehab. He's recovered well, and he does look well. He looks fresh, and he's got a good mindset about him now, too, which he was getting very culty before. So gilding him was probably something we had to do at some stage, and now he's come back a sound horse now, and he's a healthy, fit horse, and he's got a smile on his face as big as yours.
You should see it here. Lucky you've got a good mindset, Pete, because he's going to be hard to manage. He might need gilding down the track, I don't know.
Too late.
Pete, look, congratulations again yesterday. Hopefully everything's okay with Red Cell going forward as well, and
yes,
best of luck with King's Trust too, Pete, and the owners.
Pleasure, guys. Any time at all.
Thanks so much.
Good on
Pete.
You, Pete. Well done, Pete and Paul.
Don't put too much pressure on him. They are race horses.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. We've been very patient thus far.
Well, your patience wearing out.
No, it's not, because we have faith in P&P.
Exactly. Good call.
So they do. Santa Ana Lane, $4.50 for the Everest.
He runs tonight, Santa Ana Lane.
Red Zell, $8. Osborne Bulls in the middle there at $6.